Broadcast Network. Daniel Ogden hanging out with you here on a lovely Friday afternoon in San Francisco, the city by the bay. Shout out to the troops listening on the American Forces Network around the world. And we got a caller on the line. It is Max from San Francisco. Max, what's on your mind?
Hey, Daniel. I had a big fan here. I just wanted to call in and talk a little Giants baseball. I think the Giants baseball, Giants right now are an intriguing little team right now. I know that you're in the Bay Area, so you're around the area, but I think we have a decent little ball club, 500 team right now, but I just wanted to get your opinions on maybe some of the young guys that have just come up recently, like Schmidt and Casey Schmidt and Patrick Bailey, and kind of to see how they could potentially change the future for this ball club going forward this season.
Yeah, well, I think they've definitely been a shot in the arm. I think clearly, Patrick Bailey's probably the best defensive catcher that they have in the organization. I think Casey Schmidt's probably their best defensive infielder as well, and they're both hitting. So, yeah, I mean, I think they've kind of helped change the trajectory of the season. Now, when you're looking at the rest of their farm system, you know, do you think that there's any more guys that can possibly come up this year, or do you think you're kind of looking at the next couple years?
I'm actually really excited for two guys in particular, and they're both at the AAA level, and that's what I was a little asking you about, because I think there's some more young talent that can come on this Giants team and help them out. Two of them, and one's an outfielder, Luis Matos. He's killing the ball in AAA right now. He's young. He's talented. Another one, Kyle Harrison, the pitcher, left-handed pitcher, dominating in AAA. I think that's, like, really exciting. And on top of, like you just said, the young guys who showed up and who are hitting right now, and their defense is really good, so they should stay in the lineup. I think this team's really kind of got, like, some good momentum going into the summer. So with those two guys, they'll come up very soon. I'm actually really excited for this Giants team. But one thing is, what do we do with Patrick or with Joey Bart and Ramos, since we're talking about young guys? Those guys have kind of seemingly fallen by the wayside because of some, or, you know, didn't perform super well in the big leagues and things like that. But those two guys, I'm interested in see what happens with them at the trade deadline, really kind of going on right now, because Joey Bart's playing and he's not in the big leagues right now. So I kind of think those guys are expendable, and I think that would be, you know, good bargaining trips. Farhan already said he wanted to buy this trade deadline, so with these young guys and some trade chips, I think this could be, like, really exciting. But I want to see what you think about Joey Bart and his situation with Patrick Bailey now.
Yeah, so I would say that I think it probably would benefit both Bart and the Giants organization to sort of move on from him. It seems like they haven't really given him a proper chance. You know, I mean, mm-hmm. I guess that could be argued, but if he can be moved for another player that's young and you know, still kind of developing but has some talent, I think it might be a win-win trade for both sides, which you don't usually see or hear about that often. And same with Ramos. I think both of them have been kind of treated as if they're not Farhan guys. It seems like they don't have the backing necessarily of the organization like Schmidt and Bailey seem to have, because it's really interesting to watch how those two guys have gotten called up. They've played every day since they've been called up, essentially, as they should, but that's not how most of the other young guys have been treated, and especially the ones that came from the prior regime, you know, whether it was Bobby Evans or they were Sabian guys or, you know, whoever signed them. So it'll be interesting to see what they do with a guy like Marco Luciano as well, who's also not a Farhan guy, but he's got all the talent in the world. Is there anybody in the lower levels right now that is exciting you at all as a fan?
Well, that's I would say Marco Luciano is kind of in that mid grade right now, with in terms of like he's not in the he's in Double A, so he's not in the lower levels, but he's not in Triple A with Matos and Harrison. So I feel like he's still kind of a year away. But I think Marco Luciano is definitely a guy that can hit 30 home runs in the big leagues. I think that's something that he can do, and he will do, and he's projected now. Will his hit tool reach there? I don't know. But that's a player that we haven't had in the Giants for a long time, a guy that can just hit 30 home runs, and I think he has the power potential to do that. But there's also some other guys in lower levels. As our first-round draft pick last year, he's pitching again. I don't know if you knew, or he just came back from Tommy John. So it's good to see him. Reggie Crawford, our first-round draft pick last year, he's a two-way player, actually, but his future is definitely more on the mound. He's been pitching at San Jose, so single A, really low level. But it's just great for him to be pitching because we need Farhan to kind of hit on some of these young prospects. His drafting hasn't been great. In the first early round, you know, I mean, Patrick Bailey's up now, which is good, but Hunter David Bishop, where is he? You know, like, no one really knows. So, Reggie Crawford, it's good to see one of Farhan's early draft picks pitching and pitching well. He's a big lefty that throws hard. He's got a good slider. The good thing about him is that, look, if he doesn't, I think they're starting him out. They're working him as a starter as of right now. But the good thing about him is if he doesn't stick as a starter, he can go the Aroldis Chapman route and just become an all-star closer. So that's really good to see one of our young arms, highly drafted arms, pitching well. He has been pitching well, but at least back pitching. So now we can see his full potential. And then the guy drafted right after him, Carson Wisenhunt, is a lefty pitcher who got drafted right after second round. But he's another young guy who's moved through the lower levels very quickly this year. And I think that's a name that actually could be on the radar at the end of this year, September call-up. And that's kind of what I'm talking about. Some of these young guys is really intriguing for this Giants team right now. All these guys are going to come up, and we might have something special here. Hopefully some of these young guys can lure Ohtani to sign. Finally, the Giants to sign a big free agent. But those are some of the guys, the two pitchers in the lower levels right now, really I have my eye on, Reggie Crawford and Carson Wisenhunt. Those are, and they're in the same draft. So that's really good. They're moving quick. They're pitching well. And the Giants were built on pitching. So it's good to see some of our younger minor league pitchers doing well and moving through.
All right, so I'm gonna rewind to last year, trade deadline last year. You know, wipe away what happened. If you had a chance to, you know, kind of go back and if you could turn back time, would you trade Marco Luciano and or Harrison for Juan Soto?
If it was one of them, maybe, but not both. Both might be tough. Okay. Even actually, that's really tough. It's really tough. It's really hard to say no to Juan Soto. I'll tell you that much right now.
Right? Really young. He's not even that much older than Luciano.
Yeah, and he would fit really well in this lineup. I mean, again, the Giants are star. They're star-driven. They need a star. Baseball is star-driven. They need one in there. Juan Soto would be that guy, and they could kind of, like, build around it. So I could understand, like, the need for that, and I wanted to do it with a contract, but if we need to do it via trade, and maybe that's something that we look into this year, I don't really want to trade those guys, but if it's for a Juan Soto type player, then, you know, like I said, we need a star in this lineup, we need a staple in this lineup. That's something that we might have to do, just to try to get one in here.
Yeah, I mean, if the Angels start taking calls on Shohei, then I think, you know, both of those guys, and then like, you know, three times that, and then you're starting somewhere. And I'd probably do it. Sounds like you are fairly knowledgeable in the prospect game. Are there any other prospects around the league besides the Giants that kind of have you excited at all?
Any other prospects? Well, so the young guys that there's a couple young shortstops that actually really I think are going to be really special, and one of them is the shortstop in the Red Sox organization. He's been slowly hitting very well ever since he's got drafted. I think he's got star potential. Another one is the first overall pick last year, Jackson Holliday. That guy is ripping through the minor leagues right now at 18, 19. The guy is just hitting, and that's, you know, it's exciting to see that one. The Orioles shortstop, Oriole Cal Ripken, you know, it's good to see them kind of...
He's Matt Holliday's kid, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. And the Orioles have a slew of young talent. They have one of the best organizations. They had a really good minor league last year, and then they added the number one overall pick, Jackson Holliday, to it, and the guys just hit the ground running. That's a name I would definitely keep an eye out for. The Diamondbacks have two really good young prospects in their system. Andrew Jones's kid, another high draft pick last year. They have a shortstop, Lawler, that's really talented. The Diamondbacks, another team like the Orioles, they're playing well right now. They have some good young talent, and they have more on the way. So there's some good teams and good talent in baseball. The Washington Nationals have a lot of good talent. The Nationals actually have one of the most interesting prospects I've seen in a long time with Elijah Green. The guy strikes out more than half of his at-bats, but when he makes contact, it's loud contact. It doubles, it's home runs, it's triples. It's quite interesting to see his kind of split. So that's a player
Adam,
that I think...
Is that like Adam Dunn-like, you know, home run, strikeout, or walk?
It's a little bit like that, but he's got speed, and he plays defense, and he does all those things that, you know, he's got four-plus-plus tools. And if he can just get the hit tool, that guy's going to be a superstar, an absolute superstar, you know. So that's a player that I'm actually just super intrigued by. Just his tools are so loud. I mean, everything he can do everything on the field except really kind of hit right now. And he's so young, and he can change that. Elijah Green, that's his name. But those are some of the other young guys out there. There's more. There's some in the big leagues right now that I'm really interested in. You know, the pitcher for Miami.
Perez. Yeah.
And then the Reds guy that just got called up is a monster. I don't know if you saw his home run, his first
home
run.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and he's like 6'7", isn't he?
Yeah, he's 6'7". He almost hit it out of the ballpark, which actually blew me away. His first home run literally almost went on the ballpark at Red Stadium. It was insane. So baseball has some young talent. I hope they market it and they make them exciting and show people. You know, more people like me hopefully get out there and talk about them so people care. But there's some young talent out there in baseball. That's really exciting.
I agree. Well, you know what, Max? Thanks so much for the call. And hope you enjoy the rest of the show, my man. Thanks again.
Thank you for having me. Thanks for talking ball. Awesome.
All right, man. Take care.
Thanks.
This is Daniel Ogden filling in for Rick Tittle, hanging out with you on a Friday morning. Still got Carmine Marino talking Belmont Stakes in the next hour. And more sports talk coming your way next. Daniel Ogden, Sports Byline, Broadcast Network.